then you start to grow courage. Now you start to grow strong. And with that comes will. Now the courage and strength overrides the lethargy, doubt. It overrides those excuses because you don't have to make them anymore, because now you can depend upon yourself to truly do something about yourself and your lot in life. Now you begin to depend upon you. That's the entity to where we abide with God through. God is not out here. He's in here. And we learn to abide by it in here. Now you're starting to love yourself a little, because you can depend upon you that if you create this day, if you do the discipline and then analyze the result of it, you are transforming. You are in the crucible. The school is as simple. The top of the pyramid is not as wide as the base. And yet here is where all the knowledge comes from, down to here. It is the humanity and understanding right and wrong, understanding predestination, why you were born the way you were, from that understanding reincarnation. Purpose can't be more than simply a breath in eternity, a lifetime of days, of ages. There must be something more. All of this the student learns. But the student learns this singular spiritual teaching based upon the pearls of wisdom the student has learned through the philosophy and discipline that have rewarded them with a day, a healing, a cord found, indeed, a remarkable event, a change in attitude from curried anger, indeed, to listlessness, to boredom, and not a very clever mind at all, in a moment to joy and possibility, the glitter. You learn that in your own life. Little by little, the school, not in one event, can get you to understand the base, but in one event can introduce you to the pyramid on top and prove its existence in you. And point out, by the way, of course, to your own discretion, whether you were even participating. And if you weren't participating, you could see the results all around you that were showing itself in your non-participation because you were thinking of something else. And those thoughts are formulating themselves. Even there, one sees that one has created reality, absolutely. In one event, you learn this, the remarkable. And if you didn't do it, you didn't spend enough moment contemplating what cards you did find. Indeed, the attitude that you were having while doing the discipline, the purpose of understanding the definition of the grid, to give an image to a spiritual place of quantum field where energy is turned into matter that belongs to you. That's what you learn. Now, my beloved people, the school is progressive because not until you start to get courage in yourself. Indeed, and to firmly know that the power of the mind transformation is in you. You have been changed from a self-doubting person to one who has confidence in yourself. Beautiful. Confidence in you. That you know absolutely, if you make this card today and absolutely focus upon it, just like the field, you're going to get its reality. You have the confidence to do that. You do. And it's not about reading a script. You learn the discipline here. You took it home with you to your hovel from whence you have come. That if you know, indeed, I did this on the field. Here is my card. I walked this neighborhood I have never in so long I can recall felt liberated and happy. Something about glitter. I never spoke so ambitiously about my own possibility. I never went outside of the boundaries of my own bush and dreamed that I could fly in the sky. I never had that ambition before. And I experienced it in my walk to the future. That's transferable. Wherever you are, wherever you are.